So dear brothers, sisters, and friends, let's turn to New Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 请我们翻开新约圣经,
1 John.
约翰一书,
let's read chapter 1, first 4 verses.
我们来读第一章的第一到第四节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道, 就是我们所听见, 所看见, 亲眼看过, 亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显出来,我们也看见过,现在又做见证,将原与父同在,且显现于我们那永远的生命,传给你们。While
we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。These
things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。Let's
turn to chapter 3.
我们再翻开第三章。Let's
read this whole chapter. Maybe not this whole chapter, but maybe read up to verse 10.
我们可能读 相当的这章的相当部分一直到第四节。
Let's read chapter 2:25 first. I'm sorry, chapter 2:25. This is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life.
对不起,我们来先读第二章的第二十五节,主所应许我们的就是永生。And
let's read 29. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him.
第二十九节,你们若知道他是公义的,就知道凡心公义之人都是他所生的。See
how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are.
你们看,父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱,使我们得称为神的儿女,我们也真是他的儿女。For
this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him.
世人所以不认识我们,是因为未曾认识他。Beloved,
now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. But we know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him as He is.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们现在是神的儿女, 将来如何还未显明, 但我们知道主若显现, 我们必要像他, 因为必得见他的真体。
And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure.
凡向他有这指望的,就接近自己,向他接近一样。Everyone
who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
凡犯罪的,就是违背律法,违背律法的,就是罪。You
know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin.
你们知道主曾显现,是要除掉人的罪。 在他并没有罪。
No one who abides in Him sins. No one who sins has seen Him or knows Him.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪, 凡犯罪的是未曾看见他, 也未曾认识他。
Dear children, make sure no one deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous.
小子们啊, 不要被人诱惑, 行义的才是义人, 正如主是义的一样。
The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, he cannot sin, because he is born of God.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
By this, the children of God and children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God.Nor the one who does not love his brother.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
So let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
让我们再低头有点祷告，然后我们再继续分享。
Father God, we're so grateful that we can come before you again today.
我们亲爱的父，我们很感恩，来又一次能够来到你面前，在今天。
Once again, we experience the effect of the blood of Lord Jesus.
再次我们能够经历你儿子耶稣基督的宝血的功效。
That all our sins are covered and all our sins are cleansed and we are now have this bonus before you.
我们所有的罪都被主的宝血所遮盖所接近，使我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
So you see us as complete in Him.
你在他的里面看我们是完全的。
So that we have this bonus come to you, we ask for your blessing today.
这是为什么我们可以坦然无惧来到你的面前求你的祝福。
We ask you to open our eyes so we can see the Lord.
我们求你开启我们的眼睛使我们看见我们的主。
We can see the glory of our Lord Jesus.
可以看见我们主耶稣基督那样的荣美。
And we ask you to open our ears so we can hear His voice.
那我们也求你开启我们心的耳朵，使我们可以听见他的声音。
Because this voice can make us live again.
因为他的声音可以使我们重新又活过来。
We thank you so much today that you set aside time for us to come to you, and you give us Holy Spirit so we can worship you in spirit and truth.
我们感谢你可以今天来到你的面前，求你赐下你的圣灵给我们，可以使我们在真理和灵里面敬拜你。
Thank you so much. May you bless this hour for everyone here. Those who speak, translate, and who hear, we can all be blessed in your presence.
我们求你今天来赐福给我们，无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同在这里领受你的祝福。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣洁的名，我们祷告。
Amen. So we share a couple of times now that God has this tremendous the blessing to give to us.
我们已经分享了好多次，神给我们有非常大的祝福。
He tells us in 1 John that the purpose of His creation.
他在约翰一书告诉我们他创造的目的。
And that is to have this, the fellowship with us.
乃是要与我们能够相交。
So, you know that we all wonder why God created us.
我们你都知道你们知道我们常常在思想说为什么神会造我们呢？
Non-believers, ask that questions, and we Christians often ask the same question.
不信的人这样问，我们基督徒也同样问这样的问题。
And what is different between us and animals?
我们和那个牲畜有什么不同呢？
And we all know from Genesis, God created us according to His image.
我们都知道在创世纪告诉我们，我们人是按照他的形象造的。
And according to His likeness.
是按照他形象造的。
So that we can have this fellowship with Him.
因此我们可以和他相交。
So in this first letter of John, John tells us this, the secret of this creation of the universe.
所以在约翰一书里面约翰告诉我们整个宇宙受造的那个奥秘。
So he starts off with the four verses that he used very intimate language to describe this fellowship.
所以在他前四节里面，他用非常亲密的言语来 描述我们与神之间这个交通。
I think no matter who you are, that when you read this language, these four verses, you see that how intimate that the God wants us to have this relationship, this fellowship with Him.
不管你是谁，当你在读这四节经文的时候，你就一定能够看见神要我们与他的相交是何等的一个亲密的关系。
When you read these four verses, you will not feel God is so remote, so He cannot be touched.
当你读这四节经文的时候，你不会感觉到神是那样的遥远，好像不可触摸及到。
So let's read it again. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, and what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched.With our hands concerning the word of life.
让我们再把这四节读一下。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
So John using so intimate language, telling us that he saw the Lord, he saw God with his own eyes, and he actually touched and handled with his hands.And he said, I also investigated it. You know, that's the language he said, that what we have looked at and touched with a hand, that look at is quite different word than just seeing. It is investigative look.
约翰在这里讲到说他所亲眼看见过、亲手摸过的这个亲眼看见过实际上是表示他在不光是简单的看，而且他是在去研究进去了。
He used magnifying glasses to look at the word of life.
似乎他是借着一个放大镜来看这个生命原有之道是如此的清楚。
And the life was manifested, we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们已经看见过，现在有所见证，这是与神永远同在的那个生命之道。
So eternal life is not something abstract.
所以永远的生命并不是一个很抽象的概念。
Eternal life is so close to us.
这个永生，永远的生命是如此与我们接近。
We can, like a John, touch it and handle it with our hands.
就像约翰能够亲自用手去触摸、亲眼看过的一样。
And we can investigate it as well.
我们甚至可以更深入去查看。
So today, we will share upon this fellowship with God in life.
所以今天我们的主题就是要交通怎么样在生命里与神相交。
Last time we shared that this first letter of John can be divided into four sessions.
我们上次我们已经提到约翰一书可以分成四个段落。
Chapter 1 and 2, we call it fellowship with God in light.
我们第一节和第一章和第二章乃是讲到我们与神在光中相交。
And in chapter 3, we call it fellowship with God in life.
第三章乃是讲到我们与神在生命里面相交。
And chapter 4, we call itFellowship with God in love.
第四章乃是讲到我们在爱中与神相交。
And chapter 5, we call it fellowship with God in faith.
第五章乃是讲到我们在信心里面与神相交。
And so today, let's share this topic, the fellowship with God in life.
那今天我们的重点是讲在生命里与神相交。
Now last time when we share about fellowship with God in light,
上一次我们讲到在光中与神相交的时候
we share these four things.
我们讲到了四个点。
When we fellowship with God in light, first thing that comes to us is that blood of Lord Jesus cleanses all our sins.
我们讲到的第一点，当与神在光中相交的时候，是讲到主的宝血洁净了我们。
So when we come to God to fellowship with Him, that God is light.
当我们与神相交在光中神是光的时候。
And so when we enjoy the fellowship with God, but that light actually shines on us not only shine on the Lord Jesus, shine on God Himself, but also shines in us, and we realize we are sinners.
因为神的光不光是照在他自己和主耶稣基督的身上，也照在我们的心里面，让我们显把我们的罪显露出来。
So not only we are drawn to Him, but also realize our need to be cleansed.
不光是我们被他吸引靠近他，而且我们看见我们的罪也必须被洁净。
So that's first thing that very important. We come to fellowship with God in His light, that we need to confess our sins.So that our sins can be removed, cleansed, and forgiveness, we can receive forgiveness, then we can continue to have a fellowship with Him.
所以当我们与神在光中相交的时候，首先一件事情，我们必须要使我们的罪被洁净，使我们可以与他能够相交。我们罪被洁净，我们要承认我们的罪。
So when was the last time you asked God's forgiveness?
那么最近的一次，你是什么时候让神赦免你呢?
When was the last time you confessed your sins?
上次是哪一次,最近的哪一次你向神认罪呢?
Should be yesterday.
应该是昨天。
Or even should be this morning.
或者说今天早晨。
Every day.
应该是每一天。
Every hour, we need to come to the Lord. And when we come to the Lord, we'll sense our sin and we need to confess and be cleansed.
应该是每时每刻当我们来到主的面前的时候我们就能够感觉到我们的罪我们就必须要认罪。
There's a great encouragement that no matter how many times we come to the Lord for ask for forgiveness, in a single day, He will forgive us.
不管是有一个对我们最大的鼓励就是不管任何时候每一天我们来到神的面前认我们罪的时候我们的罪都会被赦免。
Peter asked the Lord,If I forgive my brother three times, is it enough?
彼得问主说我赦免我弟兄三次就可以了吗?
In a day, and Lord Jesus says, no, it's 70 times, seven times.
一天三次就够了吗?主说不贵,要七乘以七次的赦免。
七十个七次。70 times, 7 times. It's actually Lord Jesus now required Peter to do that because he knows Peter cannot perform it.
当然主不是要求彼得自己这样去做因为
Lord is talking about himself.
主乃是讲到他自己要会这么做。
Lord will forgive our sins 70 times, 7 times in a day if we come to him 70 times, 7 times.
如果我们来到主的面前七十乘七次的来到这么多次来到主的面前主每一次都会原谅我们的罪。
And second thing that when we see, we will fellowship with the Lord in the light, we know that we obey His commandments because this is our love to show God.
第二点我们在光中与神相交就是要顺服神。
So we have a desire to obey Him.
我们必须要有一个渴慕要顺服他。
Because we love the Lord that He is so grateful to us.
因为我们爱主他是如此对我们有恩典。
And third point in that fellowship and light with God that we mentioned is to love our brother.
第三点我们在光明中行的时候我们要爱我们的弟兄。
And when we also mentioned this loving brother, is actually mentioned four times in all these four segments.
在爱弟兄这件事情在这四个段落中已经讲了非常多次。四次。
So every single segment, he will mention love your brother.
每一段里面他都讲到要爱你的弟兄。
And in this fellowship with God in light, he viewed this loving brother in the light of God.
他乃是在神的光中让我们看见爱弟兄。
So he says, if we love our brethren, then we are in the light.
他说如果我们爱我们的弟兄的话我们就在光明中行。
And there's no reason, no cause for stumbling in him.
我们就没有可以绊跌的缘由。
Because now you walk in the light, you will not be stumbled.
因为我们是在光中行所以当然就不会绊跌了。
And fourth point we mentioned
in this fellowship with light is to know who Lord Jesus is.
第四点，在光明中与神相交，就是要认识我们的主。
Who he is?
他是谁？
Through the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵。
The Lord Jesus is Christ, is Son of God.
我们的主耶稣乃是基督，乃是神的儿子。
And that we receive from the Holy Spirit.
这是我们从圣灵所领受的。
The knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit.
这个认识是从圣灵直接来的。
And John called Holy Spirit the anointing.
约翰把圣灵叫做恩膏。
And he wanted to use that word anointing to tell us how intimate the Holy Spirit is to us.
他用恩膏这个词乃是要告诉我们圣灵与我们而言是何等的亲密。
It's like ointment on our skin.
就好像是一些膏油抹在我们的皮肤肌肤上面。
I know the sisters often like to apply a lot of things on their skin, on their faces.
我们都知道姊妹们喜欢在自己的脸上手上涂抹很多膏油油。
And we know that as we apply this ointment on our skin becomes very smooth.
当我们把这些油涂抹在润滑油涂抹在我们手上的时候我们的皮肤就变得很润滑。
You feel very, very good.
就感觉非常非常的好。
Soothing.
就感觉很 soothing.就很舒服。
That's what Holy Spirit is to us.
这就是圣灵与我们那个亲密的关系。
Holy Spirit's character is very gentle.
圣灵他的性情是非常的温柔的。
Yet he tells us all about our Lord Jesus.
然而他所告诉我们的一切都是关乎于我们的主耶稣。
Especially about who Lord Jesus is.
特别是我们的主他是谁。
They also mentioned that in John, if you compare John's teaching about the Holy Spirit with that of Paul,
如果我们来对照约翰和保罗他们所描述的
you can see that Paul mentioned many aspects of the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道保罗讲到了圣灵的各个方方面面
But John actually focused on one point.
但是约翰只注重于一点。
From John's Gospel to 1 John, you can see that he only focused on one point when he mentioned the Holy Spirit.
无论是约翰福音还是约翰书信，约翰都只强调一点。
That is Holy Spirit. The focus on to show who Lord Jesus is to us.
乃是圣灵所要做的一切，就是为了让我们显明我们的主耶稣他是谁。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
And so today, with the Lord's mercy and grace, we'll share the second session.
今天原主的怜悯和那个恩典是我们来分享第二点。
And in this second session, the fellowship with God in life.
第二个部分，这第二个部分就是关于我们与神在生命里相交。
And I may divide it into four parts as well.
我们也仍然把它分作四个点来看。
The first is that the life is eternal life.
首先，这个生命乃是永远的生命。
And it is promised by God Himself.
是神应许给我们的。
So in the verse chapter 2, verse 25, we say this is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life.
就像第二章第二十五节这样说，主所应许我们的就是永生。
Now here you see the language again when John uses it. He really want to make it very, very personal.
你看见没有？约翰所用的词语乃是要让我们看到这是非常个人的事。
And this is the promise which he himself, God himself made to us.
这乃是神他自己亲自应许给我们的。
He want to bring us directly to God.
他乃是要把我们亲自的带到他自己神的面前。
That God himself made to us eternal life.
神使我们得永生。
And this eternal life is promised to us and it was fully fulfilled in the future when Lord Jesus comes.
这个神应许给我们的这个应许当主再来的时候就会完全成就。
And Bible tells us what that will be.
圣经告诉我们那将是一个什么样的情形呢？
So we see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们来看看哥林多后书第十五章。
1 Corinthians.
第前书十五章。
Yeah. It says, verse 50 says, Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50.
第五十节哈，弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之躯、之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受，不朽坏的。
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet,For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
And this incorruptible must put on.This corruptible must put on the incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
And here is the promise of God and fulfilled at the Lord Jesus' coming.
这乃是神对我们的应许，最后在主来的时候要成就。
And what happened to today?
那么今天呢？
And the eternal life, right now is in us as a seed.
这个永远的生命今天在我们的里面，乃好像一个种子。
And so this seed now eternal life as a seed now is a coexist with our old life.
这个作为种子的永远的生命与我们老旧的生命共同存于我们，存在于我们里面。
So eternal life has two aspects. One is It will be fully fulfilled when Jesus comes.
所以这个永远的生命啊，有两个方面。第一个方面是在主再来，来了以后要完全的成就。
It will be fully expressed.
会完全的显现。
Fully grown.
完全的成长。
And that we will not die again.
我们再也不会死了。
If you read 2 Corinthians a little further on, you can see that when Lord Jesus comes, that we will change.And at then that the victory, the death will be swallowed up by life.
在哥林多后书，我们会继续看到，当这个生命这个死亡的毒钩被除去以后我们就有永远的生命。
Yeah. So at that time, the eternal life will be fully expressed.
那个时候，永远的生命就会完全的显露出来。
But for now, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have eternal life.But eternal life in us as a seed.
那么今天呢？现在呢？我们相信了主耶稣啊，永远的生命在我们的里面是就成了一个种子。
And in First Peter that it tells us chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章这样告诉我们。
And he says in 23, "For you have been born again, not of seed, which is." Perishable, but imperishable.
第二十三节，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。
That is through the living and enduring word of God.
是借着神长存、活不长存的道。
So see that when we believe in the Lord, we are born again, and it is we're born of because of the seed. God put eternal life as seed in us.
当我们信了主以后，看见没有，我们就蒙到重生啊，就得到一个不能朽坏的种子。
And in the John the chapter we just read, in the we read the chapter verse 9, it tells us a very similar thing.
那么在刚才我们所念的圣经里面，约翰一书里面第九节这样告诉我们相似的事。
It says, "No one who is born of God practices sin." Because his seed
abides in him, he cannot sin because he is born of God.
第九节，第三章，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道，道这个字在中文翻译成道，但原文是种子，存在他心里，他也不能犯罪。
See the eternal life now in us as a seed.
看见没有？这永远的生命在我们的里面呢，是一个种子。
And so every day it will grow.
每一天它都会长大。
Because the seed is the eternal life, it's a living thing.
因为这个种子乃是一个活的。
And in us, we will take care of it, and it can grow.
在我们的里面，当我们细心的照顾它，它就会慢慢长大。
So this is a Christian's responsibility that to make sure the eternal life will gradually grow in our life.
所以这是我们基督徒每个人的责任，我们应该使它在我们的里面渐渐的长大。
So this first part that I'd like to share is the life that we have, that when we fellowship with God, is eternal life.
所以这第一点，我们与神的生命里边相交的第一点就是这个永远的生命。
And the John tells us that, what about today? How can I know that I have seed? And John wants to tell us that actually we know we have eternal life today.
那么我们怎么知道这个生命在我们的里面呢？约翰就是要告诉我们在今天在我们的里面就有这个生命。
So in the John, first John actually in the chapter 5, verse 13, he says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
约翰在第五章第十三节这么写道，他说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
See, the eternal life starts from today.
看见没有，这永远的生命实际上从今天就已经开始了。
Even though it's as a seed, but you will know that you have eternal life.
尽管它还只是一个种子，但是你知道你已经有了永生。
So after we have read the first John, then we should know ourselves as well, that we have those who believe in the name of the Lord.That we know that we have eternal life.
所以当我们在读约翰一书以后，我们就应该知道，就应该认识到，我们这些信奉主之名的人，我们有永生。
Actually, not just John's writing. If you read the whole New Testament, whole Bible, you will know that we have eternal life.
其实不光是约翰所写的，整个新约，整个圣经，我们读完以后，我们都知道我们有永生。
John is a little bit different because he really focused on this area as eternal life.
约翰不同点就是在于他特别注重于强调这个永这个生命。
And his purpose is that he's writing all these letters is to make sure at the end, at chapter 5, that we all know that we have eternal life.
他写这个书信的目的啊，就是要让我们在最后第五章的时候，他就想要让我们知道。我们有永生。
And because with this life, we can have fellowship with God.
因为借着这个生命，我们可以与神相交。
We can have the most intimate fellowship with the Lord.
我们可以与主有更亲密的关系。
Because eternal life is God's own life.
因为永生乃是神自己的生命。
To have a most intimate relationship, you need to have the same life.
我们要与神有非常亲密的关系，我们就必须要有同样的生命。
You need to have the same life with God.
我们必须要与神相同的生命才可以。
It's like if you want to have a fellowship with the fish, you have to be a fish.
就像你如果要与鱼能够有交通的话，你就必须要变成鱼才可以。
Otherwise, I don't know how to understand fish. You can just observe it, you cannot understand what fish is feeling, right? So the life is very important. If you want to have an intimate life, you need to have the same life.
所以我们实在，如果我们不，否则的话，我们就不能够与鱼相交。我们就算可以观察鱼各种各样的行为，我们也不知道鱼在想什么。
That's the reason why Genesis tells us a very strange story.
所以在创世纪里边这样告诉我们一个很奇妙的故事。
God want to tell us this truth, that intimate fellowship had to have the same life. He tells us a story very interesting in Genesis.
在创世纪啊，神告诉我们一个很奇妙的故事，就是要让我们知道，只有相同的生命。
He says that the Lord sees the man live alone. It's not good.
他看见那个人单独的居住不好。
He says it's not good for the man to live alone.
这个人孤独的居住不好。
But immediately after, God bring all the animal kingdom, all animal before Adam.
所以接下来的神把所有这个动物世界的所有的动物都带到他。
God did not bring Eve to him first.
神不能把夏娃一开始就带到他面前。
God instead bring all the animal kingdom before Adam.
神把整个动物世界都带到他的面前。
And God, Adam, all human beings at the time had this superpower ability, right? He knows all these animals, the knowledge of science of about animals. So he named them one by one, by groups, by classes.
那个时候的亚当是非常有能、超能的人，他知道所有这些动物世界里面的所有的动物的习性，他也给他们取名。
But and then it ends with this very interesting phrase.
但是在结尾的时候，却有一个这样奇怪的一句话。
The yet Adam.Did not find his mate.
但是亚当没有找到他的伙伴同伴。
诶 ,very interesting.
看见没有非常有趣。
What is the purpose of God? Bring all the animal kingdom before Adam.
神把这个所有动物世界带到亚当面前的目的是什么？
That God wanted to tell us that fellowship, intimate fellowship, have to find with person with the same life.
当我们有非常要有非常亲密的那个关系的话，我们必须要有具有相同的生命才可以。
So God made Eve out of his side.
所以神就从他的肋旁取了东西来造了夏娃。
And made woman.
造了女人。
And that woman has same life as Adam.
这个女人与亚当有相同的生命。
And、Adam was so surprised. He said, "This is my flesh, flesh of my flesh, and bone of my bones."
所以亚当非常惊奇的说：“啊，这是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。”
So here in the when we want to have fellowship with God,
所以在这里呢，我们要与神有相交的话
，we have to have eternal life.
我们必须要有那个永远的生命。
We have to have God's own life.
我们必须要有神自己的生命。
The Chinese has this noble thought.
中国人有这么一个很高尚的思想。
That's union between heaven and the earth.
就是天
or man.
就是人
天人合一。
天人合一。
天人合一。And how can you make that happen?
怎么样可以使这件事情实现呢
？That heaven and man have to share the same life.
就是天和人必须有同样的生命。
Only through Lord Jesus Christ we can achieve that goal.
唯有借着耶稣基督，我们才可以达到那个点。
So this is the first part that we share the eternal life.
这是我们关于生命的第一点。
When we have fellowship with God. We need to fellowship with God in eternal life.
我们为了要与神相交，我们必须要有永远的生命。
And second point is that we are God's children.
第二点，乃是讲到我们是神的儿女。
So see in the verse chapter 3 verse 1, he says, "Behold," I like the English way, right?The modern English said see. Who say that anymore? See. My English word, old English word says, behold, how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. And such we are.
第三章的第一节英文中文也有就是一开始是你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
所以不认识我们是因未曾认识他。
The second point we'd like to share is we are children of God.
第二点我需要分享的就是我们是神的儿女。
And first in this second part, that he taught us these challenges first. Try to measure, just stop, pause.
首先,
and try to measure the love of God.
首先,他要带领我们看见的就是,我们来看见神的爱是何等的大。
That's why he said, behold, when God says, behold, you have to stop what we're doing and just pay attention and take a pause and then to pay attention to what he says.
所以他一开始的时候,他要让我们停下来看,所以一开始就说,你看。
And he says, how great a love the Father has bestowed on us.
神所赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
Some translation says, what manner of love that God has bestowed on us.
有的翻译是说,神给我们的爱是何等大的一件事。
And so, he's almost here challenges to measure the God's love for us.
在这里好像是他要让我们 挑战我们去测量，去度量神的爱是对我们的爱是何等的大。
And can we even measure the God's love?
我们能够去度量，去测量神的爱吗？
I love a hymn that in the hymn 26.
我喜欢一个诗歌在第26首。
So how to measure God's love?
是如何去衡量神的爱？
That he says, look at the his only beloved in his heart.
就是看神心里面他所最爱的。
What he's given up for us.
他给我们的是什么?
I think last week Brother Kenny mentioned that.
上个星期我们的弟兄Kenny弟兄他讲到这一点。
If God spares not his only son,
如果神不把他爱子得了，就是唯一的儿子独生爱子。So
we measure God's love and anybody's love by what that person is willing to give up for us.
我们衡量一个人的爱有多大，就是看他能够放弃的或者拿出来的是什么。
Bible didn't say he gave himself to us.
圣经并没有说他把他自己给了我们。
He says he gave his son to us.
圣经说他乃是把他的儿子给了我们。
You know, give yourself to somebody is great, great sacrifice, great love.
你知道当你把你自己为了某一个人牺牲,那是非常大的爱。
But no one can give his son to other person.
但是没有一个人可以把自己的爱子给另外的人。
Because we love our children more than ourselves.
因为我爱我们的儿子,我们爱我们的儿子超过爱我们自己。
So, but in the Bible, God's Bible tells us that God is willing to sacrifice his son for us.
但是圣经告诉我们,神愿意把他的儿子为我们死,让他的儿子为我们死。
And in the Romans, it tells us God's love.
在罗马书告诉我们神的爱。
It's verse 6, for while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
第几章?
第五章。
当我们还做罪人的时候, 神就为我们,主就为我们死。第六节。 因为我们还软弱的时候, 基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
因为为义人死是少有的,为人人死或者有敢做的,唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死,神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Verse 10 says, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son.
第十节说,因为我们做仇敌的时候,且借着神的儿子的死得与神和好。
We will not sacrifice our own son to our best friend.
我们绝不会把我们的儿子能够为我们的朋友牺牲我们自己的儿子。
But here God says God's willing to sacrifice His own son to us while we are ungodly, while we are sinners, while we are still His enemies. He's willing to sacrifice His own son for us.
但是在这里神圣经告诉我们神却愿意把他的儿子为我们舍了，即使我们还是做罪人的时候，即使我们还软弱的时候，即使我们还是神的仇敌的时候。
When I was not a believer,
当我曾经还不是信基督信的时候，不信的时候。
And I read an article in Reader's Digest.
我在读读者文摘里边的一篇文章。
And it says the motivation for creation is love.
在那篇文章里面讲到说创造的那个动机乃是为了爱。
The greatest power in the universe is love.
在整个宇宙中最大的那个能力是爱。
So I was touched by this phrase, but don't know why.
我被这个这种说这个这句话所感动了，但是不知道为什么。
But now I know.
但现在我明白了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
So this is how John, even when he was 90 plus years old,
这是为什么约翰在他已经90岁的时候
，he was still overwhelmed by God's love.
他仍然被主的爱神的爱所感动。
So he asks us to take a pause.
这是为什么他让我们停下来。
To try to measure God's love for us.
是我们去衡量神对我们的爱是何等的大。
That we should be called children of God.
是我们可以被称为神的儿女。
So we are children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
If you believe in God's Son.
当我们如是我们愿意接受神的儿子的话，就是
die on the cross to save you and me.
主耶稣在十字架上死是为了救我们，你和我。
And we trust that His salvation.
如果我们信靠他的救赎
，then we'll be saved. But more that we'll become His children.
我们就会得救，而且更多的是，更重要的是，我们成为他的儿女。
And there.Comes second point here is that and such we are.
第二个重要重点就在于我们也真是。
So here he says, such we are. Chinese translation has such we are.
就是我们真是他的儿女。
Yeah, with this, yeah, okay. So such we are is a proclamation of confidence.
这个真是或者说 such 就是我们也确实是的话，就是让我们有更多大的确据。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, we should all have this confidence.
当我们要愿意相信我们的主耶稣的话，我们就应该有这样的确据信心。
And because Bible tells us that Paul actually put it this way, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God.
保罗这样说。我们的圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
That's why we cry, Abba Father.
这是为什么我们呼喊阿爸父。
See, we have this confidence.
看见了没有？我们应该有这样的信心。
Not because how you feel.
并不是我们感觉如何。
It's because our spirit.
乃是我们的灵告诉我们。
It's Holy Spirit bears testimony with our spirit that we are.God's children.
是圣灵与我们的心我们的灵同证我们是神的儿女。
See how important the confidence is?
看见没有我们这个信心是何等的大。
We need to pay attention to our spirit.
我们应该听注重我们听我们里面的灵。
We should not just live in our flesh, just decide everything based on what we see, what we feel, what we like or what we don't like.
我们不应该活在那个肉体里面根据我们的感觉 来觉得什么是我们喜欢的，什么是我们想要的。
We should pay more attention to our spiritual world.
我们应该是更注重我们的灵啊，我们的灵里面的感觉，灵世界里的感觉。
Lot of things happen in the spiritual world in our spirit.
这我们很多的事情在灵界，在我们的灵的里面发生。
And this is a great loss to us if we don't pay attention to our spirit.
如果我们不注重我们灵里面的生活的话，我们的损失是大的。
But thank God through our spirit that we know that we are children of God.
感谢神我们借着我们的灵，我们就知道我们是神的儿女。
We hope that everyone here, you know that you put trust in the Lord Jesus. That you are child of God.
我们巴不得在座的每一个人，我们把信，我们信靠我们的主的时候，我们就应该知道我们是神的儿女。
When we trust in the Lord, not that our sins are forgiven, but that we become His children.
我们信靠我们的主，不光是我们的罪的赦免，而且我们能够是，我们知道我们是他的儿女。
And God does that by two things.
神这样做是借着两件事。
We were not his children from the beginning.
我们不是一开始就是他的儿女的。
Right, so God do two things for us. One is by adoption.
神做了两件事，第一就是那个 adoption， 就是领养我们。
So God adopted us into his family.
神领养我们成为他的家。
Adoption means give us a legal right.
就是给我们一个法律的权利，能够
give us a legal right to all the inheritance，
就进入我们律法的权利，让我们能够承受他所有的应许。
We will enjoy all the rights privilege as a son，
我们就享受所有的权利。
We will inherit
他的儿女
all the riches of God in Christ，
我们在基督里面就有神一切的丰富。
We will be as rich as Christ，
我们就像主那样。
If,
基督那样的完全,
if Bill Gates adopts me, then I will be as rich as Bill Gates.
就像如果 Bill Gates 能够领养我做他的儿女，我就和他一样的富有一样。
The adoption gives us a legal right.
我们被领养以后，我们就有了律法的法律的权利。
So what God adopts us is give us legal right to be as rich as Christ.
神领养了我们，就使我们像基督那样的丰富。
So in Ephesians, he tells us that.
在以弗所书就是这样告诉我们的。
In Ephesians, it tells us God blesses us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
在以弗所书告诉我们，神把他一切的天上属灵的福气都给了我们。
Chapter 1, verse 3. It says, Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love.
以弗所书第一章第三节四节，愿颂赞是于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And the verse 5 says, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to His good pleasure of His will.
第五节又这样说，又因爱我们，就按着自己的旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着基督耶稣的儿子的名分。
You see, we are adopted to God's family.
看见没有，我们被领养成为神家中的分子。
Paul tells us again and again that adoption as sons is God's blessing.
保罗一而再再三告诉我们，我们成为神的儿女，我们得到何等大的祝福。
And so on this earth, we can enjoy the riches of Christ in our spirits.
今天在地上，我们可以在灵里面领受神的那个基督的祝福。
And God will train us one day to be worthy of that riches.
神训练我们，使我们可以能够配得那个丰富。
So on this earth, while we live, we don't have to really fight for these riches of this world.
在这个地上，我们不需要啊去拼命需要得到这个地上的那个财富。
How many mountains of diamonds do you want?
你需要多少的那个钻石的
矿山
钻石
？Have one will be enriched for forever on earth, but all of them are ours.
对，那个你好像得到一座山啊，充满了那个钻石，你就富裕一样的。
One day,
那么整个地球都是我们的。
One day, all the earth is ours. All this universe will be ours. So right now, let's pay attention to our spiritual growth.
也许将来有一天啊，这个整个地球、整个宇宙都是我们的。但是今天在这个时候，我们应该更注重于我们灵里面的成长。
You don't have to envy others with the diamonds, big diamonds that they have.
你不需要去嫉妒啊，某一个人有非常大的一个钻石。
I just saw the news that the largest blue diamonds will cost $400 million.
啊，我刚
才 the largest blue diamond in the world.
我刚刚读到一篇文章啊，说这个世界上最大的一个蓝色的钻石或者宝石，它值$40,000,000。
And I see 4亿美元
啊 ，400 million 好像是4亿美元对。
And I see my name on it.
我看见我的名字在刻在上面的。
One day I claim it.
有一天我会占为己有。
Whole universe is ours.
整个宇宙都是我的。都是我们的。
You don't have to fight for it today.
今天没必要去为他而奋斗。
Pay attention to the daily spiritual lesson that he wants us to learn.
我们应该是更注重于主让我们每天应该学的属灵的功课。
That's by adoption.
这就是神。
It's a Paul's emphasis.
这是神保罗的重点。
Now, second way is by birth.
那么第二个呢，就是借着重生，借着生。
That's John's emphasis.
这是约翰的强调的点。
That we have birthright.
我们乃是有出生来就具有的权利。
Because God gave us His own life.
因为神把他自己的生命给了我们。
So He always talk about born of God.
他常常讲到我们是从神生的。
So in the John's Gospel, chapter 1, he tells us this.
在约翰福音第一章这样告诉我们。
He says, as many, verse 12, he says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the word of the flesh, nor of the word of man, but of God.
第十二节开始，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
See, John wants to approach it, telling us that we are children of God, not only by adoption, but by birth, by birthright.
看见没有？约翰在这里说。我们作为神的儿女不是被神所领养的乃是借着生。
Not only that we have a legal right, but we also have birthright.
我们不光是有那个法律上的权利而且我们还有生来就具有的权利。
And then it tells us that for this reason that our relationship with the world changed.
所以啊，他还告诉我们说，因此这个缘故，我们与世界的关系就产生了改变。
He said the world does not know us.
这个世界不再认识我们。
Because they did not know him.
因为他未曾认识他。
So this is our common experience for all true believers.
这对于每一个真实的信神的人，这是共同的经历。
After we believe in the Lord, suddenly that we have a new nature, we have new desire.
当我们信了主以后，我们就有新的性情，我们就新的渴慕。
And our old friends, no matter how close we are to them,
我们过去的朋友，不管我们与他们如何的关系密切
，suddenly find themselves couldn't understand us.
突然会发现他们不能 不再明白我们了。
And he found that you know something's different.
就发现有些东西是不
同的。Something that couldn't get along with them.
好像不在于他们能够相处得很愉悦。
They often ask us, "Hey, what happened to you?"
他们往往会问我们这样的问题，你们究竟说了什么事儿
？I asked you to come over to hang out with us. Why you say no? I mean, you have other, you know, the meeting to go to. What is that?
他会说，我们让你和我们一起来做那个来一起聚在一起，结果你就不愿意，因为你要去参加这样的聚会那样的聚会，这是什么样的
？Because we have this new nature, we have a new longing, we have this new things we like to do.
因为我们有了新的性情啊，我们有新的事情我们要去做。
This is very common to all children of God.
这对神的儿女们是常见的事。
So it tells us that it is privilege for being children of God.
所以看见了我们，但是我们的权利作为神的儿女。
But there's also a warning that we should not go back to the old world.
但是也有警告，让我们不要再回到旧的那个世界里面。
So this is the first part in the second session that I'd like to share.
这是第二个我要第二个部分中的第一点我要分享的。
That is fellowship with God in life.
就是在生命里面与神相交的第二个部分。
So if Lord willing, that we share the other two parts.
那如果主愿意的话，我们以后再来分享下面的两点。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头祷告。
Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
父啊，我们愿意来感谢你，赞美你。
Because of your great love.
因为你何等大的慈爱。
May we always feel this awe as we think about your love for us.
当我们来思想你的爱、慈爱的时候，我们常常带着敬畏的心。
The light hymn says that God does not spare His Son, that we can hardly take this in.
就像诗歌所说的，神连自己的爱子都不怜惜，我们怎么样能够轻忽呢
？So Father, we just want to come to you, offer all the thanks and praises to you.
父啊，我们愿意来到你的面前，把我们所有的感谢、赞美都归给你。
May we today hear from the Lord that we are your children.
爸爸的，今天我们就能够听见我们主的声音，我们乃是你的儿女。
And may you have mercy to the gospel friends.
愿意你把怜悯也赐给福音朋友们。
Give them faith so they can have hands reach out to receive your wonderful gift in the whole universe that is your only son.
愿给他们信心，使他们能够伸出手向你呼求，愿意借着你的儿子领受整个宇宙你要给他们的祝福。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名祷告。
阿门。